Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, welcome back to Activity Quest, the podcast that's packed with stuff to do. Today, Dan is off to the Tomb Raider experience where he's going to be solving puzzles, collecting relics, and braving the zipline in an adventure-filled activity. And if you're feeling arty, then Meg is going to be making homemade chalk bombs for a messy art project that you can try at home. Plus, we've got events from across the country. My name's Bex, and every episode of Activity Quest starts off with a presenter doing something awesome. Today, Dan is at the Tomb Raider experience in London. So Tomb Raider was originally a game and a movie about Lara Croft, an archaeologist who goes on an action-packed adventure into ancient tombs and hazardous ruins. The Tomb Raider experience is a new immersive adventure where you have to use your surroundings to solve puzzles and then grab the relics on offer. How do you think Dan will do? Let's find out.
Hello, I've come down to North London today, to Camden Town, to take on the Tomb Raider live experience. Now, I am a Tomb Raider fanboy. I've played all the games, right from the old school ones, Tomb Raider 1, 2, 3, moving to the newer generation of games. I love all the films, so I'm very, very excited for this. I've been with Lara Croft as she has raced up pyramids, found ancient Egyptian artifacts, slain dragons, even locked butlers in freezers. I'm very excited to be here today. I've been told it's a bit like an escape room mixed with immersive theater, so you're the star, mixed with a little bit of a ninja assault course. I've been promised there's so much going on, so let's take on the Tomb Raider live experience. So we've just started Tomb Raider, the live experience. I'm here with producer Paul. Say hello, Paul.
Hello, Paul.
We're whispering because the enemies of Lara Croft are after us. And we've been told that we need to find these strange orbs, relics, and we need to use them to save the day. But it's amazing. You can reach out and you can feel the snow of Finland. You can smell the Christmas trees that are here. I'm waiting for a reindeer a little bit, but I have a feeling that our journey, our adventure, is not going to end here if teleportation's involved. So the next stage of our adventure, it looks like we've just come off a ship where we had to solve some puzzles to get even more of these relics. They're getting very, very important. And Paul, how good are you at getting the relics?
I'm not great.
No, it requires a lot of brain power. Paul sadly lacks that sometimes. It's a bit of brain power, but also you're using your muscles. You're running around, you're pulling, you're twisting. And now we've just crept through some rocks and we find ourselves. And I saw this picture online. We find ourselves on a zip wire. I'm so excited. You have to grip on and you throw yourself off a cliff to get to the other side of the jungle. Right, strap myself in, keep your fingers crossed. Let's go. And I think we're done. I think we've collected all the relics, Paul. We've saved the day. We had relics for all the elements. Earth, fire, air, water. We managed to defeat Aiden in the end, which I'm so excited about. I really did get into the story. And you move through the locations, Finland, the boat, Costa Rica in the jungle. You move through them so fantastically. Everyone who is involved, who plays the characters, they are absolutely brilliant, and the sets are phenomenal. Paul, you've been here, you've been keeping me in check. What's been your favourite part of the experience?
Oh, I don't know how much I'm allowed to say, but there was a particular bit where we were firing crossbows. That was pretty fun.
Crossbows off the back of a moving truck? That is an experience that you need to make the most of. Yeah, so come on down. It's Tomb Raider, the live experience where you can properly channel your inner Lara Croft. I'm with Matt Stubbs, who is the creative director here at the Tomb Raider live experience. Matt, just tell us, when was the first idea you had for this show? Because Tomb Raider is a huge franchise and it's the first time you've got immersive experience. When did it come to you?
So we first started to play around with different sort of IPs, intellectual properties as they are known, about a year and a half ago. And then we sort of came up with Tomb Raider, and I started to sort of like think about what the narrative would be, and here we are now.
The set is huge. The actors are phenomenal. Just run us through the story. Where do we start? And then kind of what happens, as much as you can say.
Okay, so you are invited to Croft Manor, Lara Croft's home. And you are students at UCL. You are top grade students, and Lara is lecturing you in archaeology, and she's invited you to come along for a visit at Croft Manor to meet her in person and have sort of a one-to-one with Lara Croft. The adventure begins. I can't say too much, but the adventure begins. You're going on a globe-trotting adventure through all different lands where you essentially have to beat the bad guys, save the day, and you may or may not meet Lara Croft in the end. Who knows?
Now, you've made all of this. You've choreographed a lot. You've creative directed it. Out of everything that we do here, of all the places that we go, of all of the stunts that we do, of all the crossbows that we shoot, what's your favourite thing that you've designed here?
There's a little thing called the Leap of Faith. And you have to, let's say, you have to leap into the darkness and believe in yourself.
My producer, Paul, who I'm here with, was given one instruction before the Leap of Faith. And then immediately did the thing he was not meant to do and almost broke his ankle in the process. But you're fine now, so you're all right. Listen, it's an amazing day out. If someone's listening, it's well worth doing it in a group, I would say, a family. What do they need to do to get tickets?
So you can obviously go on our website and you can also look. I mean, you can even just come down to Camden, come and have a look. We're always open. You can come and have a look through our amazing viewing window and see exactly what you're about to do. And you can buy tickets straight from our desk. And there's obviously lots of other ticket providers as well. But go online, come and buy tickets, come as a group. So great thing for the family to do this summer holiday.
Sounds like Dan had a pretty close escape there. So do you think you'd have what it takes to solve all the puzzles at the Tomb Raider experience? Whatever you do, and whatever you get up to, let us know at funkidslive.com/activityquest. And remember to rate, review and follow this podcast wherever it is you're listening to it. Now, let's find out what's going on from across the country.
Thanks, Bex. Yes, get inspired to make art together as a family in a free Sunday creative activity class at the Dulwich Picture Gallery. Experiment with colour and make different artworks inspired by the reframed Woman in the Window exhibition. These activities are aimed at 7 to 12-year-olds and their families. No experience is needed, just come along and join in. All the information and other exhibitions can be found at dulwichpicturegallery.org.uk. Fall down the rabbit hole into the world of Alice in Wonderland at Birmingham's Martineau Gardens. In this theatrical performance, you can meet some of the strangest and most peculiar characters, including the mysterious Cheshire Cat, the wacky Mad Hatter, and the foul-tempered Queen of Hearts. Filled with live music and puppetry, it's the perfect show for the whole family. Bring along your picnics, blankets, folding chairs, and most importantly, friends and family. Find out more at martineau-gardens.org.uk. Little builders will love the Lego Brick Animal Trail at Wetland Wildlife Trust Llanelli. Wetland Wildlife Trust's much-loved, amazing giant Lego Brick Animal Trail is back. Discover 16 giant Lego Brick animals on the UK's only Wetland Brick Animal Trail with two new models never before seen at WWT Llanelli. Find tickets at wwt.org.uk.
Whoa, there's so much stuff going on. Thanks, Adam. Okay, let me ask you a question. Do you love mess? Do you love art? And do you love water fights? Because Meg has a combination of all three with her DIY chalk bum art that you can make at home.
I am back with...
Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.
An arts and crafts activity today that is really fun and super messy. So who likes a messy fun? We're going to be making something called chalk bombs with some really simple ingredients that hopefully you'll have lying around the house or you can get fairly cheaply. It's perfect if you are arty and creative, like I know all the Activity Quest listeners are. So the things that you're gonna need is a jar with a lid. You can use an old clean pasta jar or jam jar, a pump bottle. I had an old squidgy pump bottle from a soap canister, or you can use a funnel, but it's just a little bit trickier. Water, corn flour. You know I love any arts and crafts activity with corn flour. Food colouring and water balloons. If you can get actual water balloons, this does work better, but you can use normal balloons as well. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna mix 2 cups of water with 5 tablespoons of the corn flour. Then I'm gonna put the lid on the jar and shake. Shaking it a lot. Okay, it's all shaken up. Actually, a bit more. It's a bit stuck at the bottom. Okay, it is all shaken up. So now I'm going to add food colouring. So this is the first one I'm going to do. I'm going to add red food colouring. And just add a little bit. Actually, add quite a lot. The more food colouring you add, the better the colour is. And shake it again. And then I'm going to put this into a old soap dispenser, you know, the spouty kind of lid. Okay, then you pop a balloon on the end of the dispenser and I'm just gonna pump it into the balloon. You can use a funnel and you basically start filling up the balloons, and then once they're fairly full, tie a knot. This part is probably the trickiest part. I'm gonna be honest, I tried this before and I did it inside and I got mess everywhere. So I would definitely recommend that you do this outside or put loads of newspaper down, because you do end up with some of the chalk bombs going everywhere. Okay, then once you've done that, you wanna repeat the same thing. So you add your water, your corn flour, you're shaking, 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 you're adding food coloring, more shaking, then fill in the balloons with each different color. So I have made already before this, I've got 10 colours of blue, 10 colours of red, and 10 colours of purple, where I just mix the blue and red together. You can do any colours you want, and there are loads of games that you can play. One of my favourite games is Bullseye. So you draw a big circle on cardboard, and then in that circle, you draw a smaller circle, and then an even smaller circle in the middle, kind of like an archery target. And then you give 50 points for the blob in the middle, 10 points to the second circle, and then 5 points to the circle at the very end. And then you stand back and you choose a color and you see who can get the most points. It's a really, really fun game. You can also create splatter art. Get like a giant piece of wallpaper, or if you have a brick wall, you can use that. Or you can use a sheet or any fabric, and you basically line up and everybody gets a chance to throw and splatter and create their own type of art. And then there is my favorite game, which is having a colorful water balloon fight. Have everyone wear something white or light colored, and then as you have the water balloon fight, you'll be covered in different colors. And this is similar to a festival in India called Holi, where people wear white colours and then throw coloured powder at each other, and the whole streets of India are lined with people throwing this coloured powder. So it's a great idea for a party, and you can even have a little bit of a photo shoot afterwards with all your clothes covered in beautiful colours. Maybe you have an even better idea than me. You are always so creative, our Activity Quest listeners, so I'm sure that you do. But for me, there is nothing better than that classic water balloon fight with a chalk bomb twist. Think fast, Bex, there's a balloon heading your way.
Whoa, that was close. You nearly got me. Okay, I think we should have a fun kid chalk bomb party immediately because that sounds like a lot of fun. That's pretty much it from me today. I'm Bex, and this has been a podcast from the UK's children's radio station, Fun Kids. You can listen to Fun Kids on your DAB digital radio, online, on the free Fun Kids mobile app, and on your smart speaker. Just say, play Fun Kids. All right then, I'm off to make some chalk bombs to get my own back on Meg. I'll see you next week. Bye.
Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.